Welcome to Try This Podcast, the podcast where every week we have on a new guest and we do the podcast that they have always wanted to do. I'm Robert Bacon. This week, you guys, it's another Love Connection podcast, and this week we have on Natalie. Natalie, she didn't have the most fun time on the show. The outcome of her show, she had a great time on the show. She's from New York. Her and I, and along with Lauren and another guy who will be on the podcast later, all got to hang out in the green room for an extended period of time during filming. Got to know her. She's a lot of fun. She has a lot of stuff to talk about on this episode. I hope you guys like it. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Love Connection After Show. Welcome to the Love Connection Podcast. I am Robert Bacon, and with me is special guest, Natalie.
Yo, 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 it's Natalie Hegnauer in the house.
Oh, yeah, you guys didn't know this, but Natalie is apparently a rap star? What was that?
I was just trying to be cool.
Natalie, you were episode 2?
I was, number 2.
Number 2, you're episode 2. Quick thing I want to talk about real quick. So Natalie and I know each other because we were supposed to film the same day.
Yeah, I thought you were my bodyguard.
Oh, that's right.
Getting in the car. I was like, yo, can you carry my stuff? And you're like, I'm a contestant.
You said, you turned to me and you're like, so what's your official job title? And I'm like, I'm you, I said.
I remember that.
And you're like, what? And I'm like, no, I'm a contestant too. No, it's fine. Because I was in, so we both got picked up at the hotel, but I was in the car before you and I got out of the car and I didn't even say anything. I'm just like, go ahead and get in.
Yeah, exactly.
And I was wearing sunglasses and I'm a giant, so I could see why you thought I was a bodyguard.
You know? There you go.
Yeah. And we were supposed to film the same day, but things got mixed around. They messed up the order of filming.
I sacrifice myself for you? I was supposed to film that night and I was like, you know what? Let Bacon have it.
No.
And everybody was like, okay.
If that's what you think what happened. You were in the makeup chair.
We were all just waiting around.
Yeah.
I was in the makeup. And I was like, okay, cool. I'm going. And then they were like, just kidding. You're not.
And they're like, Bacon, quick. And then I barely got any hair and makeup done. And they just threw me out there.
Oh, stop. You were in the makeup chair longer than I was.
Lies. So you went on. The number one question that I always get is, what did you think of Andy Cohen?
He was mad chill. Like, he was a homie. He was really down to earth. Like, fame hasn't really gotten to him. He was just, like, talking about his apartment in like, Soho and stuff. He was like, yeah, you guys should all come over. I mean, he was mad chill. Like, he was very, he made, you know, like Lauren said, he made me feel super comfortable. I think he made everyone just feel really comfortable.
Yeah.
So he just kind of forgot everybody else was around. You were just having a conversation with him. He's really good at doing that.
Right? He, like, can see through you when you're saying things. He's like, oh, I know what's really going on.
He can see deep into my soul, and it's dirty, and he likes it.
Another thing probably a lot of people want to know is, have you talked to Thor since the episode?
No, I have not. Unfortunately, I miss him a lot, though.
Would you?
No, honestly, the thing is with him, it's like, we had a, like, it was, the date was fine. It was just, he was very childish, and, like, it came through throughout the entire thing. Like, the escape room and everything else, he was behaving, like, very childishly, and it was obvious that he had no idea, like, kind of how to court lady.
And that's what you
know. So, I mean, yeah, but it's also, like, I immediately got the friend vibe off of him, because he was dressed in, like, sweatpants and a fanny pack, and, like, he was funny, like, we had a good time, but, like, I'm, as a date, like, as a serious, you know, contestant for my heart, it was just not, you know.
So that,
yeah,
is what,
when you go, whatever.
When you go on a date, you expect the dude to be, like, dressed up, ready to, like, present himself in a specific way, like, and really try.
Yeah,
you want just a guy who tries really hard?
Or just kind of, no, not at all. I like a guy that's, you know, not trying hard at all, but I mean, like, kind of trying to impress me a little bit, I guess, you know? Mm-hmm. It was just, like, he literally just rolled out of bed and was, like, super, like, hungover. And, like, we went to this coffee place, and he just talked about the weirdest, like, really childish, like, hey, yeah, I live with my parents, so, like, it's cool.
It's cool.
I play, like, magic games in my basement. No lie, he said that, like, with his friends. We play these magic games. I'm really into magic, and that's why he wanted to go to the Alice in Wonderland, like, escape room, because it was, like, magical stuff.
So you guys are you guys are just complete opposite. I don't even know how they even... It's just on looks. I think they honestly just looked at you, too.
No, yeah. And they saw him, and they were like, yo, he's so hot. But, you know, I mean, looks are not important to me. Like, it's just about your personality. Like, you know, you can be attracted to someone, and you have no idea why. It's just kind of, you know, that organic chemistry that you have. You can't get it off of dating apps or anything like that, you know? That's why, like, dating apps and stuff is such big kind of... I mean, it's possible... Obviously, like, I know some people that have met, you know, the love of their life on it, but in general, it's just like, you know, you'll find a guy hot in a picture, a girl hot in a picture, and in real life, you're like, wait.
Yep.
So,
that's happened to me several times. Like, you're very attractive, but I do not enjoy hanging out with you. Like,
I do not want to go on a second date. Thank you.
And I don't know, yeah, like, hanging out with you the first 5 minutes, I could have known that you and Thor weren't going to get along. Like, you're too much
for him. I think people assume that of me, though, because I'm very, this blonde, like, American girl that's like, I laugh a lot. I think you can see it on the show. I just smile a lot. I was, like, really nervous, but I'm actually, you know, when you start talking to me, I'm actually, like, a pretty serious, like...
Mm-hmm.
I'm not, like, a, you know, vapid human being. I have things to talk about, and so I can just kind of tell, like, with Thor, what's his real name? Mark. It was just, I was so underwhelmed by our conversation. It was just so surface that it was just boring. Like, and on the other hand, like, with Ryan, we were talking about, like, psychology and his, like, nursing, and we were talking about things that, like, really interest me is criminal psychology, and we were talking about, like, psychopaths and sociopaths and all that cool, like, I think it's, like, fascinating. We were, like,
love that
in
stuff.
A really deep talk about, you know, criminal psychology, and, like, we were talking about the books we've read about it and shit like that.
Yeah, Ryan was the third guy, right?
Ryan was the last one, yeah.
Yeah, you know that everybody apparently loved Ryan.
Oh, my God. But of course, like, he's America's sweetheart. He has the perfect, all well-rounded, like, you know, he was so polite and sweet on the show. And, you know, he bought me, like, handwarmers, and all the girls were like, you know.
Yeah.
He did everything you were supposed to do. I mean, he was a great, like, date. He really was. But he's just not my type, like, at all.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing, you know, you can do about those things. Even when they're so great, you want to like them, but it's like, damn, like, there's zero sexual attraction for me. Like, what can I do about this?
Yeah, and people shouldn't give you a hard time about that. It's garbage.
No, yeah, I mean, and it's crazy, like, seeing the comments, like, I hate her. I love her. I fucking hate her. She should die. It's like, wow, like, you don't even know me at all, and you're, like, basing this off of, like, 15 minutes of, like, a TV show that's, you know, some of the stuff is very encouraged by producers, so, it, you know, I mean, it's really interesting to read.
Anybody listening to this, I hung out with Natalie, and I do not like hanging out with jerks of people, and if I didn't like her, I wouldn't be talking to her again. Natalie is a really cool person. Don't judge her just because she didn't like a specific guy. She wasn't attracted to him. Like, get over it.
Yeah.
Like, Natalie's awesome.
I paid him to say that. But yeah.
I haven't gotten that money, by the way. You said you were going to send me that money.
I know.
Now, let's talk about your middle date.
Yes. Who was that again? The
one you picked?
The one I picked was he was my first date, but they put him second on the
thing
as, like, a crazy plot twist.
That's weird. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So that was actually, like, a really good date. I had fun, but again, like, the second I saw him, I was like, oh, okay, well, not attracted, but still gonna have fun.
How are you not?
Like, that was
How much? That guy's 2% body fat. That man.
Is, Yeah. I mean, I don't really like super muscular guys. Like, that's not, it's not about, like, being muscular for me. It's just, like, tall, like, you know, athletic build, whatever, but not, like, I hate guys that are really, like, I mean, hate is a strong word. Generally, just guys that are really into, like, into themselves and taking gym selfies and, you know, like, bulking up and just all that stuff. It's just not really my scene. Just, like, a very humble, simple, like, dude is kind of, I mean, he was really cool, very nice. He's really successful and put together. Like, he was such a gentleman. Like, we had a good time. I just, I mean, you know.
Can we talk about what happened afterwards? Why he didn't hang out with us at the resort?
One of the, so we're called the primaries. We're the ones that go on 3 days. And the people that kind of are the, you know, I don't want to say the options, but
the daters, people are like called the daters.
The daters. So those people are called the daters. So they're, during, like, filming and production, they're kind of in a room waiting to be filmed, and we're in a separate room waiting to be filmed. And they put the primaries in one room and the daters in the other, as to not kind of, you know, talk before the whole thing, and, you know, they can share their stories and we share ours, and it's all great and fun. But so afterwards, I heard that from, actually from several people, that he was just, like, sitting in the waiting room talking about, like, this chick he went on a date with the night before, and she was a Playboy model, and he was, like, just talking about her tits, and, like, how hot she was, like, blah, 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 and, like, dude, that's fine, like, I mean, you know, like,
you're not married or anything,
guy. Like, right, do your thing, do whatever you want, but, like, I don't know, I'm not really, like,
That even, is a real even if big turnoff.
Yeah, it is, just not even that, but even as, like, a friend, like, I don't like guys that just, like, boast about, like, their hookups. I think that's really tacky.
Yeah.
Even if, like, because I don't even, you know, it's not like I made this grandiose love connection, but it's just like, oh, you know, I don't like that in anyone, really. When you have to, like, oh, look at this chick I banged, like, I don't like that.
Also, it's a real bold move to do that in a hotel room with somebody that you don't really know, because, like, they're a different dater, you know?
Yeah, it's just weird. Like, I mean, we know you're, like, a good-looking, cool guy. Why do you feel the need to, like, impress people and make sure they know that you, like, hooked up with a Playboy model? Like, okay.
Yeah.
That's great. Like, good for you, you know? Like, I mean,
yeah.
I wanted to, you know, he was my favorite from all three because I had a really good time with him, and he's a great guy. And I did want to, like, hang out with him afterwards, you know, like, as friends, and, like, who knows, but after that, I just thought it was, like, so kind of tacky that he would just talk about that.
Yeah, so then we had a weird, we talked about this last week, but it was very, it was weird because it was like, so we know Natalie, we're friends with Natalie, and now there's this other guy here that, like, she doesn't want to hang out with, and but he's kind of by himself, so we felt bad because he's by himself, but then it's like, well, we don't know him. Well, I know Natalie's really cool, so we're just going to go with Natalie. And then I'm sure he had a fine weekend. Speaking of the weekend,
how long did you guys think about it? Do you guys deliberate? Like, pros and cons, Natalie or Peter?
I think we just talked about it for as long as I just talked about it right then. I'm just like, because we feel bad. I don't know. I don't want to leave. I feel bad about leaving somebody out.
Dude, I do too, totally. And I didn't want to, like, exclude him, but in a way I did.
And you did. So you. Speaking of the weekend, how did you enjoy our time at the resort?
Oh my God. Literally, that night was so fun. We went ham with the room service. And I don't regret one moment. Dude, it was so funny. Like, so I wasn't even, I was so kind of, like, uneasy after filming just because, you know, can I talk about, like, kind of the producer group putting stuff in my ear and stuff?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, so, you know, the whole thing was, I mean, Peter even knows it, like, I literally had to rehearse my line of, like, you know, but I've been thinking about you, and I just can't see myself leaving without you tonight, like, blah, blah. I had to shoot that a couple times, and so I literally knew the lines by heart, and it was just, like, I felt really uneasy because, obviously, I didn't make, like, a real love connection. It was just, picking my favorite out of the three. But I just really didn't want to, you know, kind of hang out with Mark again. So taking the 10 grand was kind of not really an option for me, besides, like, I don't really care.
Yeah.
But so I just felt really uneasy after the show. And then I heard the Playboy thing and I was like, I just want to, like, go to bed by myself and like forget this ever happened and like go back to New York the next day. But then, you know, you guys were calling me and I was like, what? And you guys were like, Nat, like, and I didn't even realize this, dude. Like, I didn't realize that the producers put, you know, money credit on our suites. Like, because Jason, one of the producers, he was just like, Nat, like, you know, just get yourself a little dinner and then, you know, it's all good. Like, it's on us. Don't worry. And I was like, oh my God, that's so sweet of them. And then you guys call and you're like, yo, they put hella money on all of our suites. Like, come over. We just spent $1,300 on alcohol. And I was like, yo, I came over in like my little golf cart, like balling out. And I was like, boop, boop. And I came and I ordered like, how many strawberry daiquiris did I get? Like a ton. I was drunk off of one and we just talked about the, okay, I talked about the weirdest shit.
No, I loved it. Oh my God, it was perfect. All kinds of,
we made a little movie about it too. So
which
funny.
I will release shortly, but Laura needs to look at over it again. So, cause she's a little bit more conservative. So I have to make sure some stuff's not
right. Well, good thing she's not saying the things I am, because the things I'm saying is just, like, absurd.
No, what you were saying was actually pretty normal. It was just, like, so free and so honest.
It was very free and honest. Definitely honest.
Yeah.
Very
man,
blunt.
It was, we
very,
talked about
very
it.
Very sexual.
Oh, God. I was really happy that you, like, the mood that you were in. Because, like, if I got there and, like, found out thing happened with me and, like, Sean, I'd be like, well, God, that really kind of ruins this whole experience. And then the entire time I'd be hanging out with you guys, I would be having fun. But in the back of my head, I'd be, like, upset. Experience kind of got ruined. Like, I can't even be
friends.
Because
you do go in it, like, you do honestly go in it with an honest intention of, like, oh, maybe I can find love. And you know the chances are so slim. Like, realistically, going on a TV show, you know, what are the chances of actually, like, finding a guy, you know, and actually, like, being attracted to them? It's very slim.
Yeah.
But, you know, you still go into it hoping that. So, like, after the whole thing, I was just, like, over it. I just wanted to forget about it, and I just wanted to go home. And I was really happy that, like, I met you guys, because we were in the waiting room for so long, so we ended up spending so much time together.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, we became all, like, really good friends. And, like, that was, like, honestly the best takeaway of the whole show. It was just, like, hanging out with you guys and that, I mean, the love cottage.
Like, yeah, we called it the love cottage.
It was lit.
It was awesome. Yeah, and you do go in because it's like, these guys, these are professionals. They're trying really hard. They ask you a bunch of questions. And who knows? You know, maybe you'll find somebody that you like. You know, I'm a pessimist, so I'm like, there's no way. But at least I'll have fun on the show.
I mean, you had a great time with Sean. Sean was a sweetheart. She was like, the best thing ever. Like, that was so lucky, and you guys got, like, massages and shit.
Yeah, you got the next day, you were, like, we didn't even see you the next day. You were gone at the spa all day.
So, like, when I heard I had credit on my thing, and I, you know, I didn't ask them to put that much on my thing. Like, boom! I'm like, I need to get all these things done. I need to get my hair done. I need to get my nails done. And none for Peter. No, honestly, he could have put everything to my car, my room or whatever, but I guess he didn't. So I was just like, and then I still had a ton of money left over. And then Jim realized that his date, like, fucked him over.
Yep.
And, like, charged him a bunch of stuff. And he was actually 350 something
over,
and he was supposed to pay that. And I was like, dude, take all my money. Like, I gave him all the rest of what I had. And then we got lunch and, like, everything else. Like, I was just like, yeah, take it. Like, I have nothing, you know, they put so much in my room. I don't know what to do with it.
And that was really, really nice of you, by the way. We will talk about Jim's when Jim's going to be on the next one. And talk about his.
Oh my God, Jim's my fave. Jim's the funniest person ever. I don't know if I'm allowed to swear on this.
You can swear. You can say fuck. You can say whatever you want.
Okay.
I'm just more upset that you think he's the funniest person and not me. So whatever.
Okay, you are too, but like he was just so accommodating to me, like in the best way when we were like kind of like, okay, I guess I'll say this, but like we were kind of, I was definitely like trying to avoid Peter the next day just because it was awkward and I didn't want to bump into him. But of course I bumped into him at the spa. And so me and Jim were like, is sitting in the waiting room. We see Peter on the other end. And then I asked the concierge dude, like, yo, can you like put me in a completely different room? And Jim's like, yeah, like girls love me. Like they always say things like that. And I'm like, shit. Like, I don't mean that. I felt so bad. But yeah. Oh no, he said something like that's the normal reaction when I'm sitting next to a girl like Natalie. I was like, oh no, he was great. Like so me and him just played a whole game basically of just avoiding Peter. We were like the two best friends he could ever have.
Aw.
Yeah.
Jim is fantastic.
But I mean, you guys were doing coupley shit and his date was a bitch, complete bitch.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't, you know, I wasn't super fond of my date. So we were both just kind of hanging out together while the couples were doing coupley stuff.
You guys got your little friend date, you know?
Yeah, it was exactly.
Super fun. Yeah. Is there anything else that we didn't talk about that you want to say quick?
I just love you so much. Lauren's actually coming to New York June 20th to 22nd, and she might stay with me. So. Oh.
I need to get up to New York and see you guys and like party with you guys.
I know. Well, I want to actually go to Chicago. I want to get out of New York. It's so hot right now. It's like insane.
It's hot here too. But
New York hot?
Yeah, well, no, because we can get to the lake. Like we can rent a boat and go out on Lake Michigan or go on the river.
Yeah.
And there's
we have like a tiny lake like in the middle of the park.
No, that doesn't count. No.
That doesn't count.
I live like less than a mile from the lake. We can go do that. Okay. And Chicago's awesome. Yeah, if you come visit, we're all going to have to party. All right. Well, that's it. You guys.
Wait. What? Do you still hang out with Sean? Like,
yeah.
Like,
Sean's coming over.
Oh, sweet.
Tonight. Well, we're going to do another podcast here in a bit. But yeah, Sean and I are still hanging out. Yeah.
Awesome.
We're not official or anything, but we're hanging out.
And you guys were on a TV show.
I know, that's insane, right? The news. Oh, we were just on the morning. We're on the Chicago Morning News to help promote the show.
That's great.
That's nothing big.
It's
the morning news. It's local news. Like, who watches morning
We made
news?
It. Made it, fam. We made it.
Do you have, like, an Instagram or a Facebook that you want people... you have an Instagram. You want people to follow you on Instagram?
Sure. Follow me at Natalie Mells. Mells for Melissa. It's shortened.
Awesome. Follow her. She's got awesome photos. That has been the Love Connection Podcast. That is this week's episode of Try This Podcast. If you like this podcast and want more, go to our website, deliciouspodcasts.com. That has all our podcasts on there, including Adam Sandler, Please Stop, a complete retrospective of all Adam Sandler movies, past, present, and unfortunately future. Another podcast called Mistakes Were Made, which looks at historical mistakes in history, and we make fun of them. And another podcast called Podcastaway, that is two guys stuck on a desert island with nothing but podcast equipment. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can email us at trythispodcast@gmail.com. That's it. Make sure to tune in next time. We'll have on a new guest, and we'll do the podcast that they have always wanted to do. I'm Robert Bacon. Keep trying.
We went and tried this and saw what transpired. This particular podcast filled our desires. We had a lot of fun and it was full of wit. Robert Bacon was our host and he's full of shit. We went and tried this. Now that it's done, it's been done, but never was before we did it. You're drunk.